This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, this company is an exciting company to follow. They are going to create some incredible products out there. They're already in phase one, phase two. We're talking no other than CytoDyn Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. And with us, we're very lucky to have him, is Dr. Nandor Pourhassan. Dr. Pourhassan, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that.
Your flagship product is the Pro 140. Where are we at in that process?
As we have announced in the public domain, biologic license application, which is the final application for FDA to give you final approval to, so you can sell the product and commercialize it, is underway. And we are on the way to give one of the components by the end of the year. The other two components will be completed and submitted to the FDA by the first quarter of next year. And by doing that, we do have a rolling BLA submission with FDA, so we can submit as we get every module ready. By the end of first quarter of 2019, if we're able to do what we said we want to do, FDA will have 6 months to review, because we have fast-track designations and accelerated approval. Instead of waiting a year, we only wait 6 months. We all hope to have our final approval fourth quarter of 2019.
You know, I've had so many biotechs come on my show over the years, and I won't say they're giving us the down-the-road pitch, but they're hoping that things will come to fruition. And sometimes it's out of their completely their hands, because, you know, they've got to submit their findings to the FDA. That being said, when will your flagship product, Pro 140, be available to the public, to your best thought process?
My best estimate would be 2020. We have on our website, cytodyn.com, all the information about this. Most companies, when biotech companies, when they finish their biologic license application, they have 85% chance to get approved. 9 out of 10 that don't get approved is because of the safety of the product. Our product has received fast-track designation due to having one of the best safeties among all the approved drugs. Now, this is what the FDA has said to the public, that Pro 140, which is now going to be called Liron-Lemab, has fast-track designation because the side effect and toxicity profile and resistance and compliance are completely different than all the approved drugs out there. So our chances of getting approval, we are very excited about it, because we don't have any issue with our safety. There has been zero serious adverse event. I don't think you can find any product out there that has zero serious adverse event in over 630 patients being exposed to this product. So we're very proud of that.
Tell my listeners what you guys are looking to cure and how it's going to make an impact on people's lives.
This product will not be curing HIV nor AIDS. HIV is no longer a deadly disease. It's a chronic disease, thanks to big pharmas like Gilead and Viv. The products that are out there, all of them have a problem with adherence. Over the 96 weeks period, which is about 2 years, you will see 10 to 15% resistance popping out. Patients stop taking their pills because they have side effect or toxicity, and taking it every day in exact time is difficult. Our product is a simple dose, one dose per week, and it's a simple injection underneath the skin. Very easy. The gauge is very small, like diabetes, who take insulin shot with no problem, once, twice, maybe more per day. This is per week, once a week, self-administer at home, and they can forget about their HIV for the rest of the week. And they only need to spend 30 seconds to a minute to administer this dose. We have testimonies of 9 patients who have gone over 4 years now. Well, 6 of them have gone over 4 years. those 9 patients at the time, they were at 2.5 years. We took interviews, and the interviews just blew everybody's mind away that these patients are claiming, we really don't have side effects. We really don't have toxicity. We can walk better. We have problems with our age that we thought it was coming with our age, but now that we got off all these pills, we realized it was because of the HIV products. So we have something that has a complete different profile than the current standard of care. Now, Dr. David Ho became Times Magazine Man of the Year in 1996 when he told the public that in order to stop HIV from transmit to other patients, you have to have 3 pills from 2 different classes. And that means the patients have to take 3 drugs a day. However, they combine those 3 drugs to 1. But people want to have simpler regimens. So big pharma like Viv has spent millions of dollars just to make that 3 component to become 2 component. And they've been successful with the intramuscular injection, very painful, 2 injections per month. Patients have to go to a center to get these shots delivered to them. In order for us to look at our monotherapy, people have to realize that we are changing HIV paradigm. This will be 1 component that has never happened in the world of HIV. 1 component, something that FDA has gone away from completely, but we have impressive data, which the FDA allows us to go to phase 3 investigative trial. We have done that, and we have been very successful with the data. We announced that our responders rate are very high now, and we are excited from the attention that we're getting from the big pharma now.
Well, you know, that's going to be my next question. When this does come to pass and it gets passed to the FDA, one, are you going to commercialize it? Or are you going to sell it to somebody else? And how big is this market that you guys are trying to penetrate?
The market for 2 different populations that we have studies underway with one of them, and the other one is completely done. The combination therapy of Pro-140 with other pills, which would give patients quite a bit of benefits, is only $1.2 billion. This is verified by a third-party report from a company called BioVid, and the monotherapy is about $4 billion. These are the prices that I'm quoting. This market size that I'm quoting is based on a very low price of $24,000 per patient per year. The other product out there that just got approved for the combination therapy are selling for $118,000 per year per patient.
Wow.
So our price being very, very low compared to them. But the market size is pretty high, and for our little company, CytoDyn, to be able to commercial this product, we have now assembled a team. We are working on getting all the team together, but we have started with 1 person to put the plan together, who's the expert in commercializing the product. HIV is a specific disease, and we are able to commercialize ourselves. But as Gilead a year and a half ago had a report out there saying if this little company, CytoDyn, is successful with Pro-140 monotherapy, there will be great pushback on their sales. As we said, we are going forward with big pharma's discussions, and if we have the right price for our company, we will sell our partner with them. Otherwise, we will have about $500 million worth of sales the first year we're in market, which is 2020. So it's not too far away.
The market size
is pretty big. The penetration rate, according to the third-party report, was about 40-50%. So we're looking at $500 million worth of sales. We are talking to all the manufacturing people that we have are ready to go to make that much product, and things will line up for us.
You know, we got a couple minutes left, and I want to get to a couple questions. Last time you were on the show back in August, we talked about prostatogene. Where are we at on the prostate cancer therapies that you guys are trying to work on? Could you bring us up to speed?
Definitely. Prostagene is owned by Dr. Richard Pestell, who's the world-renowned oncologist, ranked number 1 in prostate cancer, and he's a reviewer on 14 different journals, has published over 700 papers, and 500 of them were peer reviewed. So when he had approached us and said that he's willing to for our company to acquire his company, and when we acquire, we get prognostic tests, we get a diagnostic test, we get his laboratory and his brain trust, he will be our chief medical officer, which he is right now even. And the closing for that, we just filed that the latest closing date would be December 7th of 2018, just around the corner, and we might be able to beat that date. But we are already also announced that with Dr. Richard Pestel as our team leader for oncology, we just filed triple negative breast cancer IND and protocol to FDA. Dr. Pestel's finding and discovery is going to be proven within the next few months. And if we have circulating tumor cells in the breast cancer patients, triple negative breast cancer is reduced, we have just made history. Because the cancer only kills if it can metastasize. Those cells who have CCR5 are responsible, and when they metastasize, they go through the blood. And if you can measure that, that means you can measure the metastasis is happening or not. And if we show what Dr. Pestel is claiming based upon in vitro study of our product is going to hold true in human, we will be saving quite a bit of lives in triple negative breast cancer very quickly.
Natter, you're putting together a great team. There's no doubt about that. But that comes a price. And when I say that, we're talking about raising money. Companies on the OTC market are always having to raise money. Where are you at on that?
We have been approached by many different banks now because they see the real picture now after being so close to their final approval. And we have no problems in the past raising $160 million in about 4 or 5 years. We have a banker whose their name is Paulson Investment, and they have been tremendous for us. And all the shareholders that they brought to us, they all are excited. So raising just a little bit more money to be able to get to the conclusion of this approval and then have our own revenue in 2020 is not going to be very difficult at all.
For my listeners, if you're looking for a great biotech company, look no further than CytoDyn Inc. They're a tremendous value here, around 53 to 55 cents, with a market cap of around 143 million. Dr. Porsa Hassan, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always a great pleasure to have you. Check them out on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol CYDY. Thank you for your time, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.